Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's wrap up this busy news week. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
There we go.
Sorry, there you are.
Technical difficulties. The button was not working with me today.
Okay, good. I'm glad it wasn't me.
Well, you're lucky you then. So last night, the U.S. Senate passed the Fiscal Responsibility Act, and it's heading to the President Biden's desk. Congressman Wances Kamani explained why he voted yes on the debt ceiling deal.
There are no new taxes, no new government programs. And the obvious win here is that we didn't do a clean lift of the debt ceiling. The last nine times the debt ceiling had been raised, had been just clean under Republican and Democrat.
What other changes can we expect in the appropriations process?
In the appropriations process, I think they're going to wrestle with defense spending and how that increased in this. Now, I think it's 4%, but there's some discretion on where you can spend some of the other money. I think that argument is going to be give and take in that committee, in the House, especially with how that money is going to be spent. And you're going to have to give to some of the Democrats to get support. There's going to be a lot of Republicans that aren't supportive, and it isn't a very big majority. So I do think the negotiations will continue when they get to that portion of it.
CEO of KB Advisory Group, Kristen Bentz, joined the show and explained why payroll soared but unemployment rate rose.
Most of the jobs, if you really look at the composite of hiring, those are folks that need to work for health insurance. So they're fleeing back into the workforce, but they're not exactly looking for these very high-paying jobs. They're just working to, like, basically survive.
How long will this trend last?
I think it's a national trend. It's been going on for a while. We know that healthcare costs are very expensive, and if you can get a job with a company that offers health insurance, that is a benefit that keeps people in jobs for a long time. When you see some of the other expenses that people are having in other areas, healthcare is a big, I think this is going to continue for a while because healthcare is just so expensive and insurance is impossible for the individual. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the headlines.
A new report predicts that Phoenix will deal with severe groundwater shortages. And yesterday, Governor Katie Hobbs announced that the state will not approve new housing construction in the suburbs of Metro Phoenix.
If we do nothing, we could face a 4% shortfall in groundwater supplies over the next 100 years. We have to close this gap and find efficiencies for our water use, manage our aquifers wisely, and increase our utilization of renewable supplies.
Is pausing construction necessary while we look for solutions on dealing with groundwater supply?
To be very honest with you, I do not have a definitive answer for that. I don't know if this is a knee-jerk reaction to that report. We've heard other people say we got a reprieve last year and we're working in the right direction. That's another question, is how quickly are we going to get these alternatives up and running, whether it's desalination or further treatment of wastewater to make it turn it into drinking water and not just the water for watering lawns and for watering golf courses. A lot of those questions have to be asked because she's talking about a 4% drop in 100 years. Is that enough to dry up those places that we are now having construction in? And is this a waste of time, or is it good to do it now so we don't have to be more strict later? And I don't have the answers yet.
The Phoenix Suns have hired Frank Vogel to be their next head coach.
Vogel was most recently in charge of the Los Angeles Lakers. He led them to an NBA title in the bubble back in 2020. He'll reportedly get a five-year deal worth $31 million with the Suns. Vogel will replace Monty Williams in Phoenix.
Is Frank Vogel the coach to take Kevin Durant and Devin Booker to the promised land?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, but I do know this. If you look at what he has accomplished, he has been able to work with superstars. He did it with LeBron James, and so he can do it with KD. He is a guy that puts together very crazy and unique defenses. He's going to be in a very competitive Western Conference. But you've got superstars like KD. You've got superstars like Devin Booker. Now the question is, what do they do with Ayton? Do they keep him around? Does he try to turn him into the big man that everybody thought he could be? If he possesses that skill where he can pull that out of Ayton, then yes, he's going to get these guys to an NBA Finals and probably a championship. Or if they don't believe they can, is he the guy to help get the people in here to fill those voids? There's a lot of questions, but it's hard to argue with a guy that's been a world champion. Everybody misses Monty. I think he's a phenomenal coach, but this is a guy that's won it all. And if that's what you need to get you over the top, the Suns are going to love this guy. Great job, Julia. Once we got your mic working in there, that was a good job this week. As always, we'll do it again starting Monday morning at 11:20.